Welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Colleen Patrick-Goudreau from Compassionate Cooks, which I founded to empower people to make informed food choices and to debunk myths about vegetarianism and animal rights. You can learn more about who we are and what we do by visiting our website, compassionatecooks.com. One way you can support us and these podcasts is to subscribe to them on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use and vote for us in those places as well. It just helps others to find us more easily and encourages them to listen. So thank you for whatever you do to help. Let's talk about the perception people have about vegetarianism, or more specifically, veganism, and how it seems to be about being perfect or pure, you know, like someone's 100% certified vegan or something like that. I've heard people say they feel guilty for still wearing the, well, animal skins, also known as leather, or wool they owned before they went vegan, before they learned about the animal suffering that takes place to produce these products. And I think some people choose not to know about exactly how the animals are treated because they're afraid they're going to have to give things up or change their whole wardrobe, or that it will be a huge blow to their social life, expecting it to happen all at once. That if they aren't perfect, sirens will go off and fingers will be pointed and they'll be accused of being hypocrites. These are common concerns. I've heard them a lot, but let me assuage the fears of those who think the vegan police will be knocking on their doors. It's not going to happen. That's not what being vegan is about. One of the things that fascinates me is the number of people who actually want to identify as being vegetarian or vegan. You know, you've heard people say things like, oh, you're vegetarian. Well, so am I. Well, I eat fish and chicken, but yeah, I'm vegetarian. And of course, we laugh at that because we know fishes and chickens don't grow out of the ground, that they're not plants. But the point is that that person wants to identify as a vegetarian. They seem to have a real desire to put themselves in that particular box until their fear creeps in, the fear that tells them that that box is too stifling or too restrictive and too limiting. And I wish I could knock on every door and shout from every rooftop that this lifestyle is expansive and validating and abundant. Your awareness is expanded. Food options are available you never noticed before. The compassion we knew as children is restored and fully manifested. Being vegan, it's not about being perfect. It's not about being fearful or being in a box or about judging the path that we're on or about being afraid of being judged. The other thing I find interesting is how close people really are to becoming vegetarian. It's the power of vegetarianism, and everyone knows it. That's why people don't want to know about the animal suffering, not just because it's too painful for them, but because they know that they're going to want to make a change if they find out the truth, if they find out what really goes on behind those doors. And I find it so sad and so unfortunate, both for the animals as well as for the individual, that people actually cut themselves off from their own truth. They cut themselves off from their own compassion and from truly experiencing what being human is about. It's about experiencing a range of emotions and taking advantage of the potential for change and improvement. To me, that's limiting, cutting ourselves off from that, cutting ourselves off from fully experiencing life. Every time we say, I don't want to know, I don't want to know, don't tell me, I don't want to know, we limit, right, our potential for growth, for change, for making possible everything we want to be and everything we want this world to be. So we all walk around with blinders on, comfortable in our comfort zones because we're afraid we might want to change. We have fear. We have limits. We want to live in ignorant bliss. That's restrictive, in my opinion. Fear and all of those things that stop us from truly experiencing emotions and life. That's restrictive. But being vegan, knowing, exploring, evolving, participating, taking responsibility, that's expansive, that's active. And that's my experience anyway. And it's the experience of most people I know who identify as vegan. if you've just taken the vegan plunge, as my dear friend Elka from PETA says, and can't stand the thought of wearing any of the leather shoes you still have, well, slowly replace them with the array of beautiful skin-free products available. You don't have to do it all at once. I don't think most of us could afford that anyway. But just be warned, you might encounter someone who tries to find a hole in your compassion and says, but see, look at your shoes. Your shoes aren't leather, as if they're trying to prove you're not perfect. And you'll look at them and you will say to them that you're not perfect, surprise, surprise, that you're doing the best you can and you're just trying to make a difference. And if you're one of those people who say you can stop eating all animal products except cheese, you just can't give up cheese, well, stop eating all other animal products except cheese then for now. I mean, at least do what you're able to do, do what you're able and willing to do, but don't do nothing because you can't do everything. Each step will bring you closer to the person you really want to be and to the animals you really want to help. But the idea that people keep eating animal flesh and drinking animals' milk because they can't give up cheese is an absurd rationalization. You get the idea. Don't do nothing because you can't do everything. Do something, anything. For me, being vegan is about living my life with integrity and compassion, knowing that every decision I make is done with the intention of not contributing to the suffering and exploitation of non-human animals, or anyone for that matter. But it's about more than that, too. It's about creating joy and kindness and meaning in a world so filled with violence and despair. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, but I personally experience a palpable feeling of peace knowing that I'm making a nonviolent contribution to the world. That is to say, whereas violence creates more violence, nonviolence also creates more nonviolence. And I like being on that side of the equation. So thanks for listening, everyone. For the animals, human and non-human, this is Colleen from Compassionate Cooks, and I wish you peace.